You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.
Armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have
trying
any
to
any
save
idea?
The pump cup. Really, this
you
is what you're doing?
Have any
this
idea?
Is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair. YouTube Live.
Radio Station. The radio station you can call your own. Do you know what listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country, your first choice for Southern sports. Hi, I'm Mac McGinn. I don't know much, but I know one thing. The new iPhone Apple update, whatever the hell you want to call it, sucks the big one. Good night, Irene.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American man.
With a cool one in his head.
Yeah, howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Hope your day is going to or is going grand. And hopefully tonight we get ourselves a pretty good football game. We're going to get into, jump the show off in this hour, we're going to get into the lines going into the weekend, as we've got a lot of football to talk about here, and a lot of lines to look at in the NFL, in college football. Since we've been doing this particular run right here, we've been doing pretty good. Pretty good. We are 38-24-2 against the spread since we started this just a few weeks ago. As y'all know, we do the 12-pack every week. Last week, we actually gave you 16 because you had such a heavy slate on Thursday, etc. But we're back to 12 this week. This may be the last 12 we do. Because when you get into, depending on how the bowl games play out, I can't imagine doing more than about 6 or 8 per week, because you're getting into the NFL slate and being handicapped by the fact that you'll only have the NFL games to pick from. But when you have the bowl games rolling into the weekend, we will pick those as well. But as we all know, the bowl games pretty inconsistent on what day of the week they play, and so we have to go from there. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the ones that we already picked. We did this earlier in the week. A couple of teasers we gave you, just kind of wet your whistle. We gave you the Miami Dolphins versus the Washington football team. And we gave you the over on a teaser at 44.5. We gave you Washington in that same game teaser to take Washington to +15.5. Really like that one. And then we took the Jets and Falcons game, took the under to 39.5 on the teaser, and that compiled with Pittsburgh, who was a 5.5-point favorite. We just took Pittsburgh to win outright on that teaser, getting the 6 points. For folks who aren't familiar with teasers, they are a parlay that you get extra points with typically 6-point teasers. Now, people will play 7 and 8 and 9, but the ones we always will give you will always be a 6-point teaser, because typically your book is going to give you somewhere between minus 120, minus 125, somewhere in that neighborhood on the odds. We don't like to give you big-time long teasers, high teasers. A long teaser would be several teams. We typically just give you a two-game teaser or a two-play teaser. It could be the same game, but just like the Miami and Washington game where we took the point spread, but we also took the over-under. And then as far as the Atlanta Jets game and the Pittsburgh game, those are two different games, so it's a two-team teaser. I will play three-team teasers, four-team teasers on my own, but I won't give you those because they are too difficult to hit, and they're not, from a betting perspective, if you talk to any kind of professional gambler, they will flat out tell you that doing the multiple teasers, multiple team teasers, over time, you'll eventually spit the bet. So when I do a teaser, I like to keep it simple. And yeah, like I said, there's usually options to go 8 or 9 points. And a lot of folks like to do that. The problem with that is you are risking quite a bit to get very little back. And that's not the name of the game in the world of sports betting. So there you have that. That begins us. And let's go ahead and get into this as we go through. Now, we're going to do this chronologically. So we're going to do college football first. Then we'll get into the NFL this hour. And we will be diving into this. Well, obviously, in the college football world, there are championship games going on in college football. Conference championship games all over the place. In fact, we've got, a couple of them right here on Friday night as it gets rolling. So a lot of folks may not realize that there's another game other than the Pac-12 championship game, which is Liberty and New Mexico State. Liberty, New Mexico State. New Mexico State is getting 11 points. The over is 56.5. This is the first one I'm going to give you in the college slate. I'm going to take New Mexico State plus 11 points because I believe that they're going to be able to hang in there with Liberty. Liberty is undefeated. I get that. It's in the games in Lynchburg. I get that. But 11 points is a big, big ask. And when you look at this and you start diving into who these teams are, look, Liberty's been good for several years. Even with the loss of Hugh Freeze going to Auburn, Liberty has continued to put up big-time scores. And they are a team that, look, when it's all said and done, you got to respect what Liberty has done. They're 12-0. They're 8-0 in Conference USA. So I'm not taking anything away from Liberty per se. And they do score a ton of points. But here's one of the more interesting things. If you look at Liberty, and they routinely score into the 40s and into the 50s. And you look at New Mexico State. They are 10-3 and 7-1 in conference. This is the same team that smoked Auburn at Auburn. This team scores a lot of points. And so you've got Liberty giving up 11 points. You also have an over-under that's really gettable at 56.5. So I'm going to split the difference on this, and I'm going to go ahead and take the 6-point teaser with New Mexico State, push that 11 all the way up to 17, and give me the over-under to then be 50.5 with Liberty and New Mexico State. The same game parlay. I like that one a lot. The other game that night, Oregon and Washington. The Oregon Ducks are a 9.5-point favorite. The over-under in this game is 65.5. Really is unbelievable that they are a 9.5-point favorite going into a game where they lost to Washington earlier in the year, but they did lose the game at Washington, and I think that's what factors in this. Plus, Oregon has played incredible football. Washington has found a way to win every week, but they haven't been dominant. And I think that's where a lot of your prognosticators and your handicappers are looking at a 9.5-point dog and such a high over-under. Oregon and Washington, they're going to be trying to impress the committee. Oregon and Washington are going to be facing off in Las Vegas. So this is a neutral site game. This is not one of these conferences that, you know, a lot of your smaller conferences, they will have the higher seed host the game. So you got a couple of things going on here. A, you've got Oregon and Washington, which the first game was in Washington. Now it's going to be at Vegas. And you got to figure it's going to be pretty close to a 50-50 split as far as fans are there. The other thing, the elements are pretty much out of it, right? If this game was being played in Washington, Oregon, you'd be checking the weather. But they're in Vegas. They're going to be playing at the Las Vegas Raiders' new facility. If there's any threat, they got a dome that they can cover. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about a lot of things going on in this game. And the models that I've looked at really like Oregon minus the 9.5. I'm really, really gun-shy to give up that many points. But it is what it is. They are predicting that minus 9.5 is the play. You look at the quarters, Oregon minus 3. In the first quarter, and they are minus 5.5 in the first half. The over-under in the first quarter, by the way, is 14.5. The over-under for the first half is 33 as opposed to 65.5. So pretty much split down the middle. Sometimes you get a lean one way or the other. And on top of that, you've got the point differential where Oregon is expected, their over-under is 38.5. Washington's over-under is 27.5. And they are expecting points because if you take the over with Washington, it's minus 130. If you take the under, it's even Steven, 27.5. So what's the play here? You know, you're looking all over. You're trying to figure which way to go. If you're looking at the total points for both teams, Oregon's 19.5 in the first half, Washington's 13.5. First quarter, Washington is 6.5. So a touchdown gets you in. And with Oregon, you're going to need a touchdown and an added score because it's 8.5 points. So looking at all this, trying to decide which number to go with, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to go with this. Because I do believe that Oregon has a pretty good defense. And I do believe Oregon is going to dictate a lot of things in this game, including they're going to be able to, I believe they're going to be able to get a lead. They're going to try to sit on it in the second half. And Washington's offense has been very up and down. So the play I'm going to take is I'm going to take the University of Washington under 27.5 points. I just don't believe that they are going to get 27.5 points for the entire game. 27.5 points. You're talking about basically having to score a touchdown per quarter to beat that. And Oregon has just been flat out dominant. So there are your first two plays for today. Washington minus 27 and a half, or the 27 and a half, I'm taking the under for the game. And I'm taking the teaser on New Mexico State and the over in Liberty, New Mexico State. And that is your Friday action. We're going to go ahead and take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Saturday games and give all the spreads on these. And there's a lot of ways to go on this. You've got the Big 12 championship game at noon. You've got the Mountain West championship game at 3. So Big 12 championship game is Oklahoma State, Texas. Boise State, UNLV at 3 o'clock. Appalachian State and Troy at 4 o'clock for the Sun Belt. Georgia, Alabama, 4 o'clock in the SEC. SMU Tulane in the American at 4 o'clock. Louisville, Florida State, very short number on that, 8 o'clock in Charlotte. Michigan, Iowa, a huge line there. And a hell of a lot more. We will be back in a flash along with our NFL picks. Keep it locked in here on WQEE and Braves Country Radio. This is probably the most exciting weekend for college football. And if you're a betting man or gal, this is absolutely heaven. We'll be back in a flash.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time on WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
It's time to live, laugh, and create memories again with MSC Cruises. Join us on some of the world's most modern and innovative ships. Discover again at our new private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, named Best New Cruise Destination. Cruise the Caribbean and Bahamas from Miami or Port Canaveral. Book now with free balcony upgrades and flexible booking changes. Call your travel advisor or visit MSCCruises.com. Restrictions apply. MSC Cruises, a world of discovery.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Ryan O'Reilly. Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
This is Shirley from the bank. The answers are no, no, and yes. No, we won't loan you money. No, we won't accept any cosigners. And yes, your account's overdrawn. I get off at 4:30.
He said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something up the table. Appalachian Bridge. A year is come and gone since we heard the news about.
Welcome back.
Brother Mary Becky Thomas.
Y'all see this idiot?
They bought a store in Tupelo.
It's very fitting that his name is Karen. I don't care how he pronounces it. Karen J. Phillips from Deadspin. You see this idiot trying to shame this kid for wearing war paint at a Kansas City Chiefs game? I'm sure you've seen it. He tried to spin it as very fitting that this was coming from Deadspin, because he tried to spin it as that he was wearing blackface. And mind you, this is an 8-9-year-old kid, because the picture he used only showed half of his face. The other half of his face was red. He was in Kansas City Chiefs colors. Come to find out, so the parent of the child has spoken out, and the mom has came out and confirmed that the kid is actually Native American heritage. So not only was it a stupid, dumbass take by Karen, another Karen, right? By Karen J. Phillips. If you go through a lot of his social media and his particular... He has a bunch of different articles where he is rambling on nonsensical. Basically, what he is a clickbait master. And he's trying to do whatever he can to get clicks. And he has gone as much as to say that he does what he does to get clicks. And so he goes after white males. I think he even used the term old white males or whatever. But it's even worse when you're going after an 8-year-old kid. And I'm telling you right now, that's the line that people aren't going. You know, a lot of adults can just shrug it off and go, you're an idiot, you're a moron, whatever. But when you go after a kid, that's going to be the part where Mr. Karen is going to be in for a rude awakening. Anyways, we move on. I saw it, and the first thing I saw, I just kind of rolled my eyes. I was like, what an idiot. I mean, just full-blown moron. Anyways, back to the rest of the story. And if you fall in line and believe that Phillips has a point, I will not apologize for you being a knuckle-dragging moron. So there you go. Let's move on. Let's get into the college football world. Saturday afternoon. It doesn't get much better than this. Now we're going to have kind of the appetizer. I realize not a lot of folks are going to dial into the Miami of Ohio versus Toledo game. I'm included in that. At noon, Miami of Ohio versus Toledo in Detroit, Michigan for the MAC championship. Toledo, by the way, is an 8-point favorite. Over-under is 44. I don't have one that I'm going to give you a lock on this game, but I will say this. If I was leaning, I would lean towards the over. These two teams should be able to put up more than 44, but it's a stay-away game for me. I can't pick every game. Oklahoma State, Texas. Oklahoma State, Texas. Texas is 15.5-point favorite. The over-under in this game is 54.5, which isn't particularly high in college football. The team totals, Oklahoma State 20.5, Texas 34.5. The team totals for the first half, this is the one I really like. I'm going to take Oklahoma State in the first half to get over 9.5 points. I just feel like this is going to be a game where two teams are really going to move the ball. And I just have to get two scores out of Oklahoma, one of them being a touchdown, to beat this out. And I am going to ride this all the way to the ticket window. I just believe that this is going to be a game that's they're going to come out firing. The game is in Jerry's World, by the way, Arlington, Texas. I think I failed to mention that. And noon kickoff. These Big 12 championship games are usually fairly high scoring. But I want to jump on the early line of it, the early, meaning the first half, and away you go. If there was a line I was going to particularly be siding on, as far as if you're wanting the overall game, you got to take a look at the fact that 15.5 points is a lot of points to cover in a conference championship game for Texas. Texas has been very, very impressive. And if they win and any of the undefeateds fall, Texas is probably punching their ticket. By the way, I was listening to Paul Feinbaum. God, what an idiot. I was listening to him, I believe it was Wednesday afternoon, and they were debating, and he's just got the same tired argument. They were debating that if your three undefeateds, Michigan, Washington, Florida State, all went on Saturday and Friday, which I don't believe that's going to happen. But if it were to happen and Alabama were to beat Georgia, would you put both SEC teams in? And you got these two idiots who don't know anything about college football. Or three idiots, really. But I will say this. Chris Russo gave the best argument of any of them. Stephen A. Smith, Paul Feinbaum, and Russo, and they're going around and around. And Feinbaum actually said these words. He said, it's about putting the best teams in. If we weren't going to do that, then why even play the games? But then his counter argument off of that was, you're going to put Alabama and Georgia in, and anybody else above a Washington or a Florida State that goes undefeated, just because you believe they're the better teams. But then once again, Paulie, why play the damn games? Because if we're going to play the games and the results matter, then when we get those results, just because you don't get the result you like, doesn't mean that you get to change the rules. I hate to break it to them, but if Florida State wins, they're in. If Washington wins, they're in. If Michigan wins, they're in. And if Alabama beats Georgia, the SEC may get left out. It really depends on how they view it. There's a couple arguments there. A, Texas would have the argument, we beat Alabama. But Alabama would have the argument, okay, but that was back at the beginning of the season, and we beat the number one team in Georgia. And you can go to those two different arguments and stumble out in the street and argue until the sun comes up, and you would both be right. Because there's not a perfect answer there. But the one answer that I do have for you is that the undefeateds are getting in. Whether you like it or not, whether Washington beats Oregon 7-6, and it didn't look very impressive. Florida State beats Louisville 9-8, and it didn't look very impressive. The fact of the matter is, they're undefeated. It doesn't matter who Vegas would have favored. We worry about that when we're laying our bets. The point is, what are the games we're going to get? And if we're not going to worry about that, then what the hell's the point of playing these games? And we'll just quit paying attention to college sports. We'll just say, well, we're just always going to... Because the thing about the other leagues, the professional leagues, they all play each other. Many times they have all of the tiebreakers, and they have a smaller pool of people to choose from, so they are all able to at some point say, you are eliminated. But in college sports, especially college football, with just getting four teams in, and you got 130 that at the beginning of the season are eligible-ish. We all know there's around 20 teams that play in conferences that would never get in. But still, you got about 100 teams. You have to have some kind of criteria. One of the criteria has always been conference champions and head-to-heads rule the roost. They are hoping this doesn't happen. You talk about a committee that hopes like hell that Louisville beats Florida State. That is one that they would love to have, and it wouldn't shock me if you got some referees being leaned on in this. Because a lot of folks believe that Florida State without Jordan Travis has no shot of beating whoever they line up. We don't know that to be true, but I guarantee you Vegas will have Florida State probably close to a double-digit underdog to just about everybody. They were playing Washington, probably not. Probably Florida State-Washington would be Washington by about a touchdown. But if they're faced to play Georgia or Michigan, there's going to be a double-digit spread. But that's not why you... That would literally be like saying we're going to play the NFL playoffs, but when we get to the Super Bowl, we're going to choose Kansas City versus Philadelphia because that's the game everybody wants to see. That's not how it works. That's not sports, and I refuse to believe that terrible narrative. And it's not going to happen. Just so you, it's not going to happen. If they win, they move on. It is what it is. All right. So we gave you the Big 12 championship, the play on that. And now you move down. SMU Tulane, by the way, this is an interesting one. SMU Tulane. SMU plus 3.5. The over under is 47. The American championship. I like the SMU Tulane to hit the over. I think these two teams will go up and down the field at will. And 47, to me, is extremely gettable. Now, it's going to be at Yeoman Stadium in New Orleans, so it's not going to be on a neutral site. Tulane will be the home team. And a lot of the models that I've seen actually have SMU covering the spread. But what I like in this is the over. 47 is the over, and we'll take that all day long. All right, the game we're all looking for, Georgia-Alabama. The Bulldogs, depending on your book, are a 6-point favorite. The over-under is 54.5. The Bulldogs, team total, is 29.5. Alabama's team total, 24.5. If you're looking at points for the first half, Georgia, 14.5. Alabama, 12.5. If you're looking at points for the first quarter, Alabama, 3.5. Georgia, 6.5. Anytime touchdown scores. Brock Bowers, minus 125. Jalen Milroe, minus 121. Those are your best bets right there for an anytime touchdown score. There's a couple of different options, other options that you like out here. You know, Ladd McConkey sitting there at plus 140. I like that one a lot too. But I'm going to take Brock Bowers. Anytime touchdown at minus 125. I like that one a lot. I think they will find a way to get Bowers into the end zone and would be very surprised if Bowers doesn't score at least one touchdown. You might even get more. The yards, I don't have them yet because a lot of these are... Let me see if they've updated them because they've taken them down. Yeah, they don't have a lot of the receiving props up quite yet. But one of the ones to me that's interesting is Jalen Milroe rushing yards is up and it's 38.5. That is one that I would tend to side with, but I'm not going to give it as a best bet. So there you have that, And now the question will be, Georgia, Alabama, who's going to cover the spread? Who's going to win the game? Well, this is one of my favorite teasers of the week. I am going to take the Georgia Bulldogs on that teaser line. 6 points. You need a 6-point teaser. You just need the Bulldogs to win. The over-under is 54. I'll take over 48 all day long. I think this is going to be a fairly high-scoring football game. And the SEC championship game always seems to have points scoring in buckets. There's always that one quarter where you just see them go up and down the field on each other, and I don't see how you're going to keep it below 50 points. So give me Georgia and the over on the teaser for the SEC championship game. Couple other games that are going on that same day. You got the ACC championship game, Louisville, Florida State. Florida State minus 130 on the money line, giving the Seminoles to cover that spread. I think that is very gettable. Minus 130 on the money line. The Noles will find a way to beat Louisville and really make Paul Feinbaum miserable the rest of the offseason. You get the Big Ten championship game. Michigan. Now, this has come down. I've seen this line as large as 23.5. You might want to wait till game day to see if it goes back towards Michigan. Minus 21.5 is what I have showing right here on one of the books that I'm on. But it's very interesting. All right, this is the one that I'm like, dude, I can't not take this as a bet. There is absolutely no belief that Iowa is going to score on Michigan. And if you doubt that, listen to this. Iowa's total team total is 7.5 for the entire game. Or I'm sorry, 6.5. So if they score one touchdown, they're in. Iowa for the first half. For the first half. Is 0.5. Iowa for the second half, over under is 0.5. So if they score any points in either half, you're going to at least about break even. But I'm going to take Iowa to score in the first half. I need a field goal, I need a safety. I need anything. All I need is for Iowa to score. And that seems like an insane thing when you're talking about. It's very tempting to take Iowa's team total of 6.5 because all you need is one touchdown throughout the entire game. But I'm going to make it even easier. All I need is a damn field goal, Iowa. That's all I need. I need your defense to have a really, really good showing. And during that showing, you make life a living hell for the Michigan offense on one possession to shorten the field and get Iowa the opportunity to get about 2 first downs, kick a field goal, and I win my bet. That's all I need. That's all I need. I'm taking Iowa on the plus 0.5. The models that I've seen, and I go off about 3 of them, but the models that I have seen, every one of them says if that line gets closer to 24, and it was at 23.5 beginning of the week, and I actually bought a point ticket to 24.5 personally, but I don't manipulate the lines when I talk to y'all. I tell you exactly what I see at the time. If you get that line close to 24 again, take Iowa. They could very well lose the damn game 22-0, 22-3, whatever. Michigan, I don't think is going to give up a ton of points, but I don't think they're going to just run all over Iowa's defense. Iowa has a good defense. Might be a little more tempting to grab the point spread. It It's anywhere between 10.5, 11.5. Some are giving 12 in the first half for Iowa. That might be a little more tempting because I do expect this game to start off extremely slow. But anyway, you look at it, give me the Hawkeyes to just get a damn point. 1 point is all I need in the first half. Let's go. All right, we're going to take a real quick break. We come back, we're going to hit up the rest of our bets, including taking a look at the National Football League. We'll be back in a flash.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
The decision to have the kids earn their jersey numbers, is there a story behind that, and what are you hoping that be?
I'm old school. Anybody here over 45, didn't we have to earn every darn thing we got? Ain't nobody gave us nothing. So this whole new thing, first of all, we got this new thing now in college football about double numbers. We didn't have. If somebody gave you a double number in college, that assured that you weren't going to play. that's how it was, wasn't it? Now, it's like normal. You got to earn stuff. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. We got kids, they played a snap, you know, and you want to be one? One? You know what number one meant back in the day for us? That you were that one. Now, you got number one getting a frame toe out of him out there on the field. Like, come on, you got to be crazy.
Armchair.
Talladega, boys raised up. Whiskey and gold glass. Here's to turning up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing.
Welcome back. Conference championship weekend in college football. We gave you our picks. We'll go over all of them here before we step out. We have given you 10 picks, by the way. We gave you the two teasers earlier in the week, and we have given you 8 picks today. So typically we could do a 12-pack, but I'm going to see where this takes us. I think we're going to do a little more than our typical 12. As far as the NFL, we'll go ahead and dive in. I'm going to go ahead and give you those games again real quick just so you understand where I'm going with this. We took Atlanta and the Jets under to 39.5 in Pittsburgh to just win, baby. Wrong team, I get it, but still the same mantra. Just get a win, Pittsburgh Steelers. They are 5.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. With that same thought process, we took a teaser with the Washington Commanders, or as I still can refer to them as the Washington football team. I'm more likely to call them the Redskins than the Commanders. It's just such a just bland, terrible name, the Commanders. But Washington football team at home against the Dolphins and Washington getting 9.5 points. Now that line's moving because of some injury information that's coming in. But regardless, when we grabbed it, it was 9.5 points. We're taking the over on a teaser, which ended up being, I think it's already dropped down one, but I'm taking it 44.5. I still believe in this one. And by the way, Miami's linebacker who's going to be out for the game, I mean, that right there is going to affect Miami's defense across the board. So I just feel like we're going to get a pretty high-scoring game in this one. And I'm taking Washington with the 50, so 15.5 and 44.5. So there you go there. All right, let's get into the rest of the games here. And you got some interesting matchups as far as the line goes here in the NFL. The Denver Broncos are an interesting team here. And Houston got bad news. They lost one of their top linemen, offensive linemen, for Sunday's game. Denver is still getting 3.5 points. So I'm going to take the Broncos. And it's one of these games that I'm going off of the analytical side of it, the numbers side of it, not my gut. My gut tells me Houston's a better team than Denver. But I'm going to take those 3.5 points because everything points to this being a pick'em or Denver being a slight 1-point favorite. And so I'm going with Denver and the points. I believe the reason why the line is skewed is because, and rightfully so, CJ Stroud has captured the imagination of the NFL football fan. And they're just a funner, more fun team to watch and consume. And Denver, Russell Wilson, they're just methodical, boring team. But hey, 3.5 points is 3.5 points in the National Football League. And I will take the Broncos getting 3.5 points. These are one of the, this is one of these picks that I don't love if you ask me after a couple of beers. But I'm taking it because too many of the numbers are screaming at me, you gotta take the Broncos. So we're going with it. And if I went with just my was with my gut feeling on all these, we wouldn't be sitting, where are we at here? 14 games above 500. So we move on from that. And here's another game that once again, I don't love the number per se, but I believe this team has something to prove, and I believe they're going to do it on Sunday. Give me the San Francisco 49ers. And the money line's too high. The money line's at minus 165, and you know our golden rule, if it's over minus 150, we won't take the money line on this show. So we're going to give up the 2.5 points. Feel a little nervous, but all of the numbers are leaning towards San Francisco winning this game outright. And most of the models, most of the predictions that I have seen come through on the number sheet has San Francisco winning this game by about 5 or 6 points. And what was the number we saw? 63%, 63.8% chance that the Niners cover the 2.5 spread. So I got to go with it. I don't love it, but I got to go with it. Just one of those things where you're like, you know, San Francisco, you know they've had this game circled, by the way. Remember, they were in the NFC Championship game against each other, and Purdy went down, and the rest is history. San Francisco knows that if they lose this game, there is no way in hell they're getting home field advantage. Their only chance to get home field advantage is to win this game, get the tiebreaker on Philly. They'll only be a game back, and then let the chips fall where they may. But if they lose this, they will have four losses to Philly's one, and they will not have the tiebreaker, which means Philly would have to absolutely fall off a cliff to not get home field advantage. Philly's got that tough game next week against Dallas as well. In Dallas. All right, so there's two of the games. I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to take some games here. Take a couple other NFL matchups that I like. One of the ones, this one just stinks. It smells. The line smells. And a lot of times that makes me not want to take a team. But every metric, every line that I see has the Kansas City Chiefs pulling off this win, and they're a 5.5-point favorite. I've got them winning by more than the 5.5, but you know what? I'm going to take KC on a teaser. To down to a plus 0.5. So technically, even if they end up in a virtual tie, I would get the nod. But I'm going to take Kansas City on the plus 0.5 on a teaser, and I'm going to even that out with another side teaser. And this one is this seems like a slam dunk. I get a little nervous taking, we talked about this earlier in the week, I get nervous taking a team, going against a team who just got a new coach. A lot of times they play inspired. I don't expect that from Carolina. I think they're going to go in to Tampa Bay and be roadkill. So Tampa Bay will go up to a plus one, and that'll be the NFL teaser. Tampa Bay, I know, has been up and down, but when they're at home, they seem to play a little better, and Carolina is abysmal offensively. And I would think Baker Mayfield is going to get those boys at least into the mid-20s, and Bryce Young is going to have a hard time scoring more than 12 to 14 points in Tampa. With that, we will go ahead and grab one more NFL line. And this one, well, I've alluded to the fact that I thought the Jaguars would really roll Cincinnati. They're an 8.5-point favorite. Now, this line keeps moving up. They're an 8.5-point favorite. The over-under is 37.5. With that being said, you get a 6-point teaser on this. You get him down to minus 1.5 on Jacksonville. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just go ahead and take it straight up on the minus 8.5. Give me the Jaguars. Minus 8.5 at home against Cincinnati. Monday Night Football. The Jaguars, if you're going to do it, you got to do it this Monday. You cannot stumble through this game with Jake Browning at quarterback and barely get through the W. You need to win this game going away, Trevor. I want to see the Jaguar team that we saw in January last year. I want to see the Jaguar team that we thought we were going to see all year that we really haven't seen. But when you look at these numbers and you see that, I mean, first of all, the total points for Jacksonville, that could be another get right there for you if you're looking for a number. Jacksonville to score over 24.5 is a plus 120. I love those odds. I believe that they've kind of jacked the actual, because the model that I see has Jacksonville pushed up to about 22 to 23 points. So the book that I'm looking at is trying to get you to bet the over, because you're banking on Jacksonville to score, what, four touchdowns or three touchdowns and two field goals. I still don't hate that bet. I think that's very gettable. But the one thing that I will say to this that you need to be a little weary of, Jacksonville has stubbed their toe all year long in the red zone. All right, so let's go back over the picks. We just did the NFL picks. We'll rattle those off real quick. Broncos +3.5. 49ers -2.5. Kansas City, Tampa Bay, got them on a teaser. Just takes it down to Kansas City needs to win and Tampa Bay getting one. Taking the Jaguars -8.5. Earlier in the week, we gave you Miami, Washington, the over, and Washington with the points on a teaser. The over went to 44.5, and you can actually get it lower now. It now looks like you would get it down to about 43.5. And Washington +15.5. Jets, Falcons, under 39 on a teaser that also gives you the Pittsburgh Steelers to just win on a -0.5. College football, give you another teaser on that one. New Mexico, +17. The line's actually moved up a half, so I'm going to go ahead and accept that. 17.5. New Mexico State, +17.5. The over-under is 50.5 in Liberty, Mexico. Liberty, New Mexico on the teaser. Going to take the Washington Huskies, -27.5 for the game, team total. Oklahoma State to score over 9.5 points first half. SMU Tulane, they're taking the over. 47 is the number. Brock Bauer, anytime touchdown. Anytime touchdown, Brock Bauer. Give it to me. Minus 125 is the number. Taking the Georgia, Alabama teaser, taking the over to 48, and going to take the Bulldogs, it'll be a straight-up pick 'em. Taking Florida State minus 130 on the money line, they get it done. And the Iowa Hawkeyes just need to score one damn point, 1 point, to get us to victory. The over-under is 0.5 in the first half. It's 0.5 in the second half. Give it to me. Let's get it. All right. Y'all have a good one. We shall see ya.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please. Hey, hey!
listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.